answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're managing our audio difficulties tonight, but I'm sure you'll all agree that our special guest tonight, A.C. Griffith, is one that you would put up with a lot of audio difficulties to listen to because his message is an important one. And through the rest of the show, we're going to really get into some of the meaty stuff and some of the stuff that's really scary. To be a part of the show, you can always call us at 1-800-313-9443, or you can email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com with your question or comment. And as always, we invite your participation. Griff, before we went to the break here, we were talking about the fact that the terrorists now have their hands on scalar weapons. So what would that likely hold for us here in the United States?
Well, there's concern about volcanoes in the West erupting. There's concern about earthquakes. We've noticed that there are repetitive earthquakes in East Tennessee going up and down on an angle right over the dams and the atomic power plants and the hydroelectric plants and Oak Ridge, Tennessee. These earthquakes are repetitive over and over and over. We know that it's possible to build up that energy in the ground and then increase the size of the earthquake and really have military disaster in that chain of atomic power plants that supply electricity to at least a fourth of the United States. More earthquakes are starting to appear on the eastern side of the Mississippi River. That's never been that many before, all the way from St. Lawrence Waterway down, but they're relatively small in size right now. So they have the potential. They have the potential of setting off volcanoes and earthquakes anywhere in the world. So that's certainly a concern.
So what do we do to retaliate against those forces that do that to us?
Who is going to retaliate? The Obama administration? Did that answer the question?
I know what's behind your comment, but go ahead.
Well, I don't think we would retaliate. I've watched Washington. I followed it. We follow it every day. Everything that hits the news line. And I am, as you know, a history buff. And the present administration looks like Adolf Hitler in 1933. It's a fascist government. It's behaving in a fascist way. Let me put it that way.
Agreed.
It is something to behold. Everything that our country has stood for, everything our military has died for over the years, is being negated, given away right now. Now, the government that I'm talking about in power today, I do not see any sign that it represents the people. It's a fascist government. They're doing exactly the same thing that happened in Germany after the National Socialist took power under Hitler. The Obama administration, I might add, has contacted the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. The Girl Scouts are now issuing a badge for their uniform for completing the terrorist training mandated by government and the Boy Scouts.
And, I had not heard that.
Yes, and I've talked to him, and it is exactly identical to Hitler's youth movement. So we see all the way from the youth movement on, it is a replay of what happened back from 1933 on.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the Hitler youth movement when we come back after a word from our sponsors. Griff, stay put. Annie, don't go anywhere. More with A.C. Griffith after these messages.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
History is full of examples of the Hitler Youth movement and how all-consuming and encompassing it was on the German youth, and we are beginning to see that here in America. Just today, it was announced that President Obama wants our children to spend significantly more time, both in terms of length of the school day and length of the school year, in school. Sounds like a good thing, right? It is, until you consider the propaganda efforts that are going on inside our public schools. And in addition, we're now seeing teachers coming up with Obama songs, you know, All Hail Obama, much like the old Hitler Youth movement. So, Griff, I think you're right on the money, and our guest tonight is A.C. Griffith, and flying co-pilot with me as our guest host is Annie DiRiso. And, Griff, let's go back to that Hitler Youth movement here. We're seeing a lot of examples with that, as you said, with the Girl Scouts. I didn't even know that. Completing terrorist training. What do they have them do?
It has to do with the excuse was a terrorist training, to be able to observe people and terrorists. And you see the pattern. By the way, as I remember, it was called the League of German Girls in Germany back then. That was the girls from 10 to 18 were in that organization, the League of German Girls. But I see the parallel. The government is reaching out to the youth, and they're going to train them. They're going to train them to be loyal to the government, loyal to Obama. And it disturbs me greatly. We will not allow that to happen. The people of the United States will not stand for this. They will not stand for this. There will be revolution in this country. We see it. We see the pieces. It's happened before in other countries. But now you have 300 million people that are armed, which is different than has ever happened in the world. The gun shops have rationed ammunition here and in other places all over the country. You cannot go out and find ammunition. The gun manufacturers and the ammunition manufacturers are working their plants 24/7, and they can't keep up with the demand. So you have 300 million armed people. So that should be an interesting situation to watch as it plays out. But the ALTA report is saying that this is going to occur. Dave?
Okay, well, let's lay this out, Griff. Let's tell the listening audience how you see the coming revolution and the coming events unfold. I mean, where would you start, and then just take it from there?
I think the first thing that will happen will be the acceptance of the United States currency worldwide. It will default as the reserve currency, as the standard in the world. That's going to happen relatively soon. Then the United States will be on its own. The value of the internal currency will be marginal after it fails as the reserve currency. Now, since the United States over the years has given away all of its manufacturing capability to foreign countries, to other countries, we have very little, if any, manufacturing capability. Even if we did have the manufacturing capability, we've given away all of our raw material sources, like tanneries for shoes. The EPA has shut down all the tanneries in the United States. You can't get the same materials for shoes, say, leather. It's not available in the world. European leather is not as flexible. So, therefore, you would have some problems getting raw material to make shoes if you had the companies that could make the shoes. And clothes, we've shut down all of our mills, and we're depending on foreign countries to supply the raw materials and the clothes. You see, when the value of the dollar plummets down, and it's doing it right now, we'll go into inflation, and then we'll go into hyperinflation like the Weimar Republic. Now, when that happens, you also have unemployment. I think the ALTA is calling for 50%. I believe it's going to be more than 50% unemployment in America. You will have the salaries cut off. You will have the salaries that represent bad money cut off, one on top of another, on top of another. It'll be like dominoes going over. If you have marginal money, most people unemployed, and the money is not worth very much to begin with, and foreign countries are not selling products to you, what do you do? I can think of no incident, no occurrence anywhere in history of the world that'll be quite like the one that will happen here in the United States. Even the fall of the Confederacy in 1865 will be nothing compared to what's coming. And I don't see an out. I don't see anybody coming to the aid of this country. I don't believe they will be capable of doing that, because when the currency starts to go down, it's going to be ripples all over the world.
Yes.
And there's no easy way out, and certainly no easy way out for the people of the United States. Now, food coming in from Mexico and China and various other countries, how are you going to buy the food if the dollar is failing, if the dollar fails? How are you going to do that? I see food shortages. People all over the United States are stocking food now. Mountain House is having a hard time keeping up with orders. Other food suppliers, seeds, people are stocking up all over the United States, getting ready for what's coming. So it's a very, very tough situation with no good answers. Survival is going to be paramount. Survival. And that's a very complicated thing, because every piece of your survival mechanism is complicated. You have to really give thought to it. You really have to give some thought. How do you stay warm in the wintertime if you can't get fuel oil? You see, if Israel goes into Iran, all of your oil from that part of the country is going to, the part of the world is going to stop. What do you do? How do you heat your houses? You can't live in a cold house. How do you get water from your city water supply if there's no money or if the money is worth nothing? How do you buy the materials at the water plant to treat the money? How do you keep the sewer pumps running to take care of sewerage out of houses when you flush the toilet? There are pumps that pump that sewerage back to the processing plant to pump it back into the river after they treat it. There'll be no money to pay the people to work there. There'll be no money to buy the chemistry to recondition and purify that water coming in and going out. There'll be no money to run the generators that generate the electricity. You know, it's a dominoes going over. It's just a ripple in every direction. I can think of no event in history that'll be quite like this. Dave?
Well, I just, when you were talking about these things, I reflected back on the fears that were being put forth about Y2K.
Y2K water. Will be a child's play.
Yeah.
This will be career,
absolutely.
And this is coming.
No
this
question.
Is coming.
What I want to know, Griff, is what point do we see armed troops in the streets?
I think it's a logistic problem. I don't believe government can do it. I think they can do it in isolated places here and there, but I don't believe they can do it to 300 million people that are armed. Just don't believe it.
Looking at a Mad Max kind of scenario where we have a total breakdown of law and order and it's every man for himself?
I think it could come to that.
I wish too.
I wish somebody could show me where I'm wrong. But I haven't found
yet. Listen, Griff, I'd like to show you where you're wrong, but I'm not sure that I can. Let's go to the lines and welcome George from Texas on line one. Hi, George, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm also a member of the Texas Nationalist Movement. We're looking to declare independence from the United States because the problems of what the United States government, Washington, D.C., have caused. Because we look at logistically... And financially, we can sustain ourselves if law and order breaks down. I mean, we have the agriculture capability, we have the energy resources, and we're looking to, for our own currency as a solution, separate from the United States government because of the problems. And I think that's one of the solutions is secession.
Well, let me turn this into a question for Griff. Is it too late for the states to secede and hope that they have some kind of self-sustaining economy?
Well, Texas tried to do that. I think it was 1862 last. And so did Virginia. And by the way, back then it was not illegal to do that. And interesting enough, the reason the southern states seceded from the Union was identical to what's happening today. It was oppressive mandates and dictates from Washington on the southern, the Confederacy. That's exactly. Slavery had nothing to do whatsoever with the War of Northern Aggression. It was exactly what was going on today. I don't know that there's enough time. There's so many things coming. If you had a lot of time to build up these support mechanisms, maybe you could do it, but I don't think there's enough time to do that.
I think it's a case of too little, too late, too. And even if you had a modicum of self-sustaining technology and economy, which I can't imagine because everyone's on the dollar, but even if you did, providing for military defense would be a problem unto itself.
Well, Texas is one of the very well-armed states, too. You've got to put that in consideration, too.
Well, it might be armed with regard to some things. But if you were facing, let's say, 10 million Chinese nationals, I think that would be quite another. Well, look, I want to thank you for your call, George. And when we come back from the break, we'll go back out to the phones and for questions for A.C. Griffith. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Dave Hodges on the Common Sense Show, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you can't get us on your favorite station, you can always get us at republicbroadcasting.org. And let me remind you, we have generic business cards available for you, and they're only $8. And you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can call with a credit card and make it easy on yourself at 1-800-724-2719. And don't forget, we also have Camp Pima that we're selling on our online store featuring our own John Statmiller. And again, you can get to that at republicbroadcasting.org. Joining me tonight is our very special guest, A.C. Griffith. And A.C. is making us afraid to go out of our homes, I think, as he's talking about impending revolution, which some people think has already started. And also flying co-pilot with me tonight is Annie DeRiso. And, of course, you, and you can always reach us to talk to our guest at 1-800-313-9443. Griff, go ahead and give us your best guess as far as a timeline here to when we'll really recognize that, hey, the revolution is on and there's no turning back.
Well, I think we're coming into a lot of that right now. I don't think it's going to happen in one day or one week, but it's going to happen over the next year, next 2 years. But other things will happen also. It's not going to be one thing. It's going to be a combination of things all coming together.
Well, how do you see the swine flu vaccination situation playing into this?
I think it's going to be the trigger. I think the majority of the people are going to refuse. I think the government is going to try to force the issue in certain places, and you're going to have confrontation, and it's going to accelerate from there. Ask yourself, Dave, why does the government want to use military to force people to take the vaccination? Why do they want to do that?
Well, my best guess is it's for depopulation.
What beneficial reason could they possibly have to force people to take that by using military and guns? I can't think of any reason, any good reason, any malevolent reason for that.
Because fewer people are using patrols. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the whole thing doesn't make any sense, Griff and Annie, because, I mean, the CDC and the World Health Organization aren't even tracking deaths that they're associating with swine flu. They don't have a clear test that they're going to use to diagnose swine flu, so everything from the sniffles to a hangnail can be diagnosed as swine flu. The whole thing is so unscientific, it's just beyond comprehension.
Yes, it is. You can't make a vaccination if you don't know the final configuration of the virus, of the flu itself. What does it look like? They don't know.
Your answer to this, Griff? Why do you think they would pull the military in and force us to take a shot?
You know, for years and years, I felt compelled to defend the government. I felt that I should look for the good. I can no longer do that. I can't bring myself to do that any longer. They've turned into a fascist government, and I cannot be a part of that anymore.
Well, I think there's absolutely no question. In fact, you know, this has been going on for a long time, Griff. My father passed in 1985, and he was a career Navy man. In fact, he was an ONI, Naval Intelligence. And he was saying the same thing in the mid-80s. And he was talking about the traitors that were in the Reagan administration.
Yes.
And we look back on that now. Oh, yeah, Kissinger, Brzezinski. And when you look at some of their quotes regarding depopulation, I think there's little doubt as to what this group is up to.
Well, it's hard to think anything other than that. It certainly looks like there's something sinister involved with this, using the military at gunpoint and internment camps if you don't go along with that political program. It can't be good. I cannot find anything redeeming about it.
Well, I can't either. And Annie, in all the years that we have talked about these events, and Griff, I'll put this question back to you too, I can never remember a time when the government, as many abhorrent things as the government has done in the past 30, 40, 50 years, I can't remember a time when they've done so many abhorrent things at one time.
The Obama administration is accelerating. It looks like they want to bring the country down. It certainly looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, I asked you a question earlier. When we're hit by scalar weapons from terrorists, what do we do to retaliate? And you said basically we're doing nothing. Yeah, I'd say based on that, yeah, no question.
It would seem that the administration is slowly giving the country away piece by piece through treaties and agreements and so on with people that up till now have been considered enemy of the country. We've had a reversal in policy.
Well, you heard in the first news segment Annie and I were doing, as much of the audio that we could get out, that there's a new NEAC type of report out there that's basically calling everyone from veterans to people that support the Constitution as domestic terrorists.
Yes, I'm aware of that. And that's part of the program, too, isn't it? There's another thing I want
well,
to...
Well, let's hold that right there before we jump into a new topic here. We're right up against the break, Griff. And John from Canada and Tony from Florida, stay with us. And when we come back from the break, we'll open up phone calls for our guests. Stay tuned, everybody. More with the Common Sense Show after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
And thanks for staying with us, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, and flying co-pilot with me tonight as my guest host is Annie DeRiso, our own under-the-radar correspondent. Our special guest tonight has been A.C. Griffith, and I have to apologize to Griff because we're not getting the normal verbal cues that we sometimes get because of our sound difficulties, and we had to cut him off rather abruptly going into the break. And so, Griff, when we went to the break, you were talking about the fall of the Soviet Union, and before you go there, just let me mention very quickly in just a moment, we will open up the lines to your phone calls and your participation at 1-800-313-9443. Griff, go ahead. Talk about the fall of the Soviet Union.
There's so much material to talk about. I find that I'm talking fast, trying to get it all in. We'll just touch on this. I challenge anyone out there to tell me why the Soviet Union economy, ruble, failed. What caused the collapse financially of Russia? No one can tell me. You'll be surprised. People just accept it, but they don't know. No one knows.
Mm-hmm.
The reason had nothing to do, let me put it this way, let me back up a little bit. The collapse of American banking and the domino effect it supposedly had around the world to cause the present economic collapse had nothing to do with bad mortgages from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Had nothing to do. My friends, I think they lied to us again. It had to do with another project that was instituted under the Reagan administration, and there was something like 10 men given the responsibility of bringing the Soviet ruble down, and they manipulated it on the markets. They took in billions of dollars of startup money, seed money from other countries, Germany, England, France, Belgium. A bunch of them put up initial money for this project to bring Soviet down. And they did it. They successfully brought the ruble down. Well, that's what happened to Russia. The only man of the bunch that I know of that is still alive is Ambassador Leo E. Wanta, W-A-N-T-A. And he is the trustee of $27 trillion that was housed in Chinese banks. Recently, in the last couple of 3 years, he had $4.5 trillion transferred in his name from China to the Bank of America here in Richmond, Virginia. Ambassador Water ran a company called Ameritrust Limited here in Richmond. The Bush administration intercepted the $4.5 trillion and had the money transferred out of Bank of America through the Fed to J.P. Morgan Chase account at Citibank in New York. They stole the $4.5 trillion. But there was originally $27 trillion sucked out of world banking. Ambassador Wanta went into federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, a couple of years ago. There were something like 36 pages of documents available to read. In those documents, he said if this money is not returned, there could be repercussions worldwide on all economies all over the world. Well, that in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, is why the banks are failing. The money was never returned. The $4.5 trillion that was taken out of Wanta's Bank of America here in Richmond was diverted out of J.P. Morgan Chase account at Citibank into four, five, or six other private accounts. One of the accounts, with a paper trail, went to Pilgrim Investment. Now, that is the Bush family investment house. And it went to other people, the $4.5 trillion. Now,
I have a theory on that, too, because that's just like what happened with the bailout money, and actually which ended up being about $2 trillion sucked out of the economy. And isn't this kind of like the last great garage sale where these international bankers are taking what's left before the plan collapsed?
Yes, it would look like that. You see, yeah,
that's definitely how I see it. Okay, let's go to the lines and go to Tony from Florida. Hi, you're on with A.C. Griffith.
Okay, AC, you know, you're the first gentleman I've ever heard that, you know, claims he has some, you know, very specific information on the chemtrails program. I just want to ask you, when you say that, you know, it's being run out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, that's right around Dayton, Ohio. Is this where some of these airplanes are taking off and landing from?
No,
that's
no,
the biggest mystery of this whole thing to me.
No, they're not landing there. The project is managed from Wright-Patterson.
Did you get any information, or do you have any speculation where these airplanes, there has to be hundreds of them in the air every day?
Initially, they were CIA-owned airplanes. The CIA is into airliners and they're heavily into everything. They're into everything from banking to airliners. More recently, the last 5-6 years maybe, commercial airliners have been outfitted with aerosol units. So you're seeing many of the commercial airliners flying commercial routes doing it.
You're saying that commercial airline, how could that be? I mean, there's nozzles on the bottom of those tails. I've actually looked up in binoculars, and I've seen movies on, you know, videos on YouTube. I've seen two types, four-engine tankers and what seems to me to be 767 or 767 type of tankers with nozzles on it on the tail. Because in Chicago, sometimes these things have come down pretty low, believe it or not. So, yeah, I mean, I'd find it hard to believe that commercial airlines are doing this. I mean, you know, where are the tanks going? You know, are you saying commercial airliners with people in them?
Yes, of course.
Where would the tanks go? I mean, I'm not giving you a hard time.
I don't have any idea, but I can tell you that commercial airliners are aerosoling these chemicals out of their commercial airline planes.
This, what's going on is just so enormous, the logistics of this thing.
Yeah, it is.
The number of airplanes up there, the chemicals that they have to make.
Yes.
Refueling the airplanes, getting them up there, loading the chemicals.
Sure.
Think about, transporting the chemicals.
Sure.
This is just such a mystery how these people are doing this. And I've speculated that a lot of these airplanes have to be flown by remote control.
No,
I mean, less people involved in this thing.
No,
you understand what I'm saying?
Well, there's no one to go to. I mean, you can have photographs of actual the gun, and you couldn't find anybody that would look at it.
It's just incredible that they've been able
I totally agree, but I also agree with the caller, Griff. The scale is enormous. I've been in three or four major cities within a week's period of time, and I've seen chemtrails laid out in all of the cities that I've been in. It's everywhere.
All over the world.
Yes.
It's everywhere. So the caller's right. This is on a scale that's unprecedented. Thanks for the call, Tony, and let's go to John on line one from Canada. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Pretty much everything you've been talking about. Just a couple quick points. I'd heard that there had been some sampling tests done regarding the chemtrails containing barium, and I do believe you mentioned it earlier, and did some reading of it, of the toxicity of barium, and apparently it does have a direct effect on our white blood T cells, and it directly works to destroy our immune system. So they're doing this just in time while the swine flu is picking up. And like you say, like what could be their motives? It's escape. Just as the great Mr. Griffith just said, there's no one to go to. Truth will most definitely set us free, and the answers are all out here. It's just respecting those who have spent the time to research the different fields that are concerning ourselves. You know, we got eminent scientists saying, mercury causes horrific neurological brain damage 100% of the time. Without a shadow of doubt, that's the consequence of injecting your child with this poison. So we have to arrest it. This is what justice is. Then the doctors and nurses who are committing this assault are committing a criminal offense. It's called criminal negligence, minimally. Similarly with the banking, this is called...
Well, I have a different term for it. I call it genocide.
Yeah, genocide, too. But to actually press criminal charges and put them into a courtroom and have them prosecuted, we can easily get them on criminal negligence. Similarly, this is why I say that they're doing these kind of things. All these things, the answers are all here. We know Bush closed 9/11 investigations right after 9/11 occurred, and he said, we don't need any evidence. Well, actually, yeah, we do, and that's the thing. So they manipulate our minds. People are uncertain of what freedom really means. Why do you need evidence to form a conclusion? Like, real simple stuff. It's what the Magna Carta is all about, and the underpinnings of the American Constitution and everything else besides. It's just
Okay, really good point. Let's go back to our guest, Griff. Griff, you got a reaction to all that?
That was eloquent. I enjoyed listening to that that commentary. There is nowhere to go. Ambassador Juana took his lawsuit for $4.5 trillion into the federal court, and the judge refused to hear the case.
And
so there is nowhere to go. You can't find people to stand up for the Constitution in the legal system.
Yeah, what's his name? Wanta, W-A-N-T-A.
That's right.
Because I remember Frontline did an episode a couple years ago talking about, I guess it is about Ambassador Wanta, how he came into possession of all those assets during Yeltsin. And while Yeltsin was drunk, American experts, in quotes, got in there and advised that a private bank would control the national currency, and they would also make private bids on public properties. So they had control of the national currency while they bidded for public properties, convincing the drunk Yeltsin that this would actually be a way to raise revenues. But the bank, you know, and they were doing fractional reserve banking on top of everything else. So they used the nation's own currency to take possession of all the government's property. And then they wanted to walk away with trillions of dollars. So that was a very good episode that Frontline did. It's something worth definitely looking into. But like I say, all these things are here. So I don't know. Where do we stand? Like you say, like, I mean, there's so many people.
I think that's a great question. Let's hold that right there. That's a really, really good question. Griff, we're on our own, aren't we?
Yes, where do we stand? We stand at the doorsteps of revolution because there is no alternative. There is no alternative.
Yeah. There is nowhere to go. I couldn't agree with you more. I wish there was somewhere we could go. But
yes.
The judge wouldn't even hear the case. In fact, Griff, I'm going to go one step further than what you did with this Wanta because I'm somewhat familiar with this case. Following his lawsuit, the Internet was filled with Wanta offers, scams. Send me $100, you get a piece of the Wanta pie. And everyone looking at it could see that it was an obvious scam, but that was the disinformation designed to credit his claim should it ever leak out what Wanta was really saying, and it was to obscure what was coming with the fall of these banks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, banking, I think, is really at the top of the pyramid here. And justice is what we can all come to understand is something everybody would be interested in, like nobody wants to be murdered. But with banking, they never covered our loans to begin with. This bailout is a sham. It's people don't understand. And we have to admit, you know, the vast majority of humanity has no clue how banking operates. Like, you know, it's crazy. We live in a crazy time having to deal with
these
issues.
John, before we let you go, let me ask you one question.
Sure.
Are swine flu shots mandatory in Canada?
No, they're not. But they had a national broadcast today suggesting it would be a good thing to suffer your child, guaranteed brain damage. But they don't mention that part. They pretend, as they do on CNN too, that, you know, there are parents that have concerns. What do you, the expert, have to say about that? Oh, they're unfounded. But they never tell us. You know, you look up the information very easily yourself, and no, it contains mercury. There's no science. The madness of this is that influenza is constantly mutating virus, and they predetermine what strain is going to kill us at least 6 months in advance. And guess what? The World Health Organization is right every single time, except for the
right.
1 year where the
right.
plant.
John, we're going to have to hold it right there because we've got other people
criminal.
That want to chime in on this. But you're absolutely right, John. It was a great call, and I hope you call again. Griff, we get some good callers here to the Common Sense Show. Certainly, John is one of them. But he's right on the money. Ignorance is a breeding ground for corruption. Would you not agree with that?
Yes, yes. I was very impressed with John's comments. He's a brilliant man there in Canada. I agree.
Okay, we're going to try to squeeze in a couple of quick calls, but we're quickly running out of time. But let's go to Frank in West Virginia on line two. Hi, Frank.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
All right, you're in on our conference call at our website. Hey. We're getting some feedback here that the Mexican cartels, their ultimate goal is buying Disney World out in California, or Disneyland, trying to take over the Disney Corporation. You guys heard anything about that?
I haven't.
All that money that they're amassing lots and lots of money. They're going to take over Disneyland out in L.A., man.
I'd let them do it.
What?
Let them do it.
I mean, that would be a national tragedy, don't you think?
No.
If the Mexican drug cartels...
Do they want the whole Southwest?
What?
They want the whole Southwest back.
They want the whole Southwest, yeah. And they want Disney World, too.
Well, I'd give them Disney World.
Why? Disney World's a wonderful place. It has Epcot Center, and it got travelers from all over the world. And the Mexican drug
cartels...
Craig,
I think what Griff is saying is that this is just symbolic... Disney World thing. Our problems are so much more greater.
All right. Have you guys ever heard
of a couple
of resorts? They're going to build?
Frank, we're up against the clock here, so we've got to move along. But I want to thank you for your call. Please call back, and I promise to give you more time. Let's try to squeeze in Don real quick from Ohio on line three. Hi, Don. You got about a minute?
Okay. I wanted to comment on the Wanta story, or what's known as Wantagate. I actually wrote my first piece for the Idaho Observer in January of 2007 on that very topic. Wanta is an operative. Wanta is doing the bidding of George H.W. Bush in the theft of massive trillions of dollars. The money that is being stolen out of the banks, the central banks, much of which has gone into Goldman Sachs, by the way, has been frozen in offshore accounts. And because of our noncompliance with Basel II and Basel III, those funds cannot be proven as to source, and so they're untouchable. Now, Wanta ran Ameritrust Group, Inc., is the actual name of the company, ran it out of Vienna, Austria. And apparently he...
Well, Don, we're going to have to hold it there. It's good information, but we're right up against the break, and then we got to put a wrap on the show. I want to thank you for your call. I'm sorry we had to cut it short. Stay tuned, everybody. More with A.C. Griffith after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and our guest tonight has been A.C. Griffith, and my guest host tonight, helping me out with this interview, has been Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar correspondent. Griff, before we put a wrap on this interview, what advice would you give to our listening audience on how to best survive what is coming?
I think there's very little you can do to turn anything around or off. Or I think probably the only thing that you can do is stock food, stock clothing, stock all of the paraphernalia that you're going to need for the rest of your life. I really don't believe it's going to snap back. No one's coming to our aid. Life is about to change like we've never experienced it or known it in this country before. We have effectively lost the country, and it's going to be up to the people to regain control of the country and turn things around and reestablish a society. It's that bad. I see nothing that's going to stop or change anything until the people can take control of it and take it out of the hands of the fascist. And that's what I really believe.
Griff, you're the first one that I've heard to state it exactly like you're stating it. And that's what we feel. That's what we feel in our gut. And I appreciate you coming out and saying that. I know it takes a lot to put that out there, but I do appreciate it, and we all thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Annie. I want you to know that if I commit suicide next week, I didn't.
No. You were a friend of Bill's, my Bill's, for a long time. And I've wanted to have you on the show. I was kind of afraid to put you out there because I had a feeling of where you were going to go with all of this. But as I say, as all of us say, we don't have time to waste anymore.
No. You know, I'm about 10 miles from the spot that Patrick Henry stood in 1775. He made his Liberty or Death speech here in Richmond at a place called St. John's Church. It was the largest building at that time, and Washington and Jefferson and Henry and others met there, and Henry reprimanded the others for vacillating and not making a decision about entering the war against England, and it brought on the Liberty or Death speech right in that building, so we're very close. We're just a few miles from where Pocahontas met John Smith in 1607, so there's great history here about all the way back to the beginning of the country. And we have cemeteries holding about 40,000 military men, 40,000, most of them Confederate soldiers that fought for what they believe in. So we're rich in history and rich in conviction in this area.
But as we wrote the beginnings of our country in near Richmond, it seems like we're now looking at the writing of the end of our country. And as I've been saying for some time, my focus has changed primarily from reform, which I still work towards, but my main focus now is on adaptation. Is that, that's pretty much what I'm hearing you say to our listening audience, that the war is lost and we need to prepare on how to survive what's coming.
And be prepared to rebuild.
Yeah.
Well, Griff, you've been a terrific guest tonight, and I want to thank you for joining us, and I certainly hope you'll make a return appearance on the Common Sense Show. We're out of time. That's the music. And, folks, I want you to join us again next week, same time, same channel, and we'll be back with another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Thanks to my producer, Mike, for getting us through this very difficult time tonight. And, folks, we'll see you next week. God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the false.